الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
Huda Recording presents History of the Sects of Islam, Volume 2, by Sheikh Waleed al-Basyuni.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن خير الكلام كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، شر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد. My dear brothers and sisters, لقد أخبر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عن حقيقة مرة ستواجهها هذه الأمة. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم told us, informed us about a sad fact, but it is a fact that this ummah cannot deny it, and it will happen because the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us it will happen. In fact, it happened already in the ummah. That sad fact that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَتَتَّبِعُنَّ سَنَنَ مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ حُذْوَ الْقُذَّةِ بِالْقُذَّةِ حتى لو دخلوا جحر ضب لدخلتموه. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said that we are going to follow the steps of the nations before us. We are going to copy them. Whatever happened to them or what they ever done to themselves, we will do the same to ourselves and to our religion and to our nation. To the extent, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, to the extent, if they enter a hole of a lizard, we will enter it too, to copy them, just to follow their steps. They said, Ya Rasulullah, the Christians and the Jewish nations, people of the scriptures, he said, yes, whose else you think you will follow? He said, yes, whose else you think you will follow? نعم فإن لم يكونهم فمن فإن لم يكونهم فمن. This hadith, you can see it in the Muslims' ummah today when you study how's the Muslim situation, and when you look at the Muslims' life as individuals, communities, societies, countries, in their different area, in the different areas, and especially when it comes to the religion, that you see that we start also following their steps, and what happened to them as a consequences of their actions, it is also will happen to this nation. Except that this nation, the truth will always remain and will always recognized by the vast majority of Muslim. One of these areas that the Muslims follow the steps of the nations before us and happened to us, similar to what happened to them before, what the Prophet ﷺ told us in hadith in a narration, which is authentic narration, reported by several scholars, which is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's hadith, افترقت اليهود على 71 فرقة. The Jewish have divided among themselves to 71 groups. وافترقت النصارى على 72 فرقة. And the Christians, they divided among themselves, they split to 72 groups. وستفترق أمتي على 73 فرقة. And this ummah will split to 73 group. يعني we exactly like them. The Jewish has 71, we have 71. The Christian have 72, we have 72. But we have one more extra. That extra one, which was not remained in the Christians and the Jewish. He said, كلها في النار إلا واحدة هي ما أنا عليه وأصحابي. في رواية قال ولا تزال طائفة يعني واحدة فرقة جماعة واحد من أمتي من هذه الأمة المتفرقة الكبيرة على الحق ظاهرة منصورة لا يضرها من خذلها إلى يوم الدين. That there will remain one group in my ummah holding to the truth, and Allah will save them from this confusion, from following their desires, from falling in the trap of the bid'ah, the innovations. They will be saved in the day of judgment, also from the hellfire, and they will be granted victory in this life and in the hereafter.